This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How do you decide what is worth living for in your life? Well, your perspective on what is worth living for, really, you begin to absorb from your earliest days. Your family and the things that are lived for in your family, you absorb those things. They make an impact on what you view to be important in life. Sometimes there's a crisis of some kind, and that shifts your perspective. A near-death experience can change your perspective on what really matters in life. It could be if your childhood was bad that you rejected your parents' perspective on life, and so you've adopted a different perspective. But the point is, there are influences in our lives that affect how we decide what to live for. And so we need to be so careful about building into our lives things that are going to point our perspective in the right direction. Well, every day when you sit down with your Bible open in front of you and you say to God, God, I want you to direct my life. You are the author of life. You designed me. I know you know better than I do what really matters in life, what makes a difference. Would you guide my life? And as you then read his word and he reveals to you his way of thinking about life, how he responds to situations in life, it changes you in a great way. That's why the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 12 that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. So let's take some time with God right now. Ask him to speak to you, to change your perspective. We're reading from Philippians chapter 3, some words by the Apostle Paul, who was a great man even before he came to know Jesus Christ, a brilliant leader in the Jewish nation, had a lot going for him. And he describes that a little bit in the first verses of Philippians chapter 3 in the Bible. But starting in verse 7, he says this. Everything changed in his perspective. He says, but whatever things were gain to me, whatever used to matter to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, doing what's good, but the righteousness which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Well, God is challenging us today in this passage. Change your perspective on what is worth living for. As Paul says, there's things that used to be gain to me, things that used to matter to me a lot before I realized the value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. But now that I do know him, I realize that compared to a life lived close to him, everything else is like rubbish. Do you know that Jesus wants to reveal himself to you in that awesome way, just like he did to the Apostle Paul? You know how you will know him intimately like that? When you walk with him all day, each day, speaking to him, listening to him, responding to him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.